Hi, thank you for calling Decision Logic. This is Stephanie. How may I help you?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I know we just spoke and you were trying to get me in touch with Amy Garrison.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened. There's some kind of disconnect, but I have her on the line now, so I'll go ahead and transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Amy?
Hello.
Hi, I was calling you at the same time, so we got kind of mixed up.
No, I understand. Yeah, somebody who answered the call here was messaging me saying Amy Garrison's on the line, and I said, okay, that's funny. I'm calling her, too.
I know, and then my phone was blinking because Stephanie here was trying to transfer it to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm on the phone for Amy. She's like, that's who's on the line.
Well, I'm glad we're finally able to get in touch. Wanted to, you know, follow up on our previous demo and our discussion on decision logic. We are interested in moving forward and trying, you know, going through the trial period with you guys.
Okay. Perfect. So now, did you receive, I had sent, let's see, who did I send it to? I sent it to Grant. I sent it to you. So you received the credentials and everything that I sent you, the trial email?
Let me go ahead and just look through my folder and see if I do in fact have that information.
That was on the 20th. It was the 20th of October that I sent it. And what that had in it was the best practices sheet, the data sheet, the price sheet, the service agreement, and it had your credentials, your login information that you used to go on
the system.
On the Decision Logic site. Yeah, so you would go on the Decision Logic site, go on to decisionlogic.com, and that's where you would log in with those credentials to get to the request page. Are you going to do the trial yourself then?
I think so. I think that Grant would also be somebody who could, I'm assuming he received a separate email that has specific login credentials to him, or?
I think I gave you both, let me see if I gave you both the same credentials.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the same credentials. I sent them out to you, but for the trial, I mean, you have 5 credits for the trial, and for the trial, I gave you the same login credentials. Now, once you're on live with us, anybody who's actually sending out the requests will have their own private credentials.
Okay. In that case, then, I think Grant and I would both need our own credentials because we would be the ones emailing the link to customers and whatnot.
Yeah, and once you're on with us, absolutely, you guys will both have your own credentials. For the trial, we just put you on the same one. But anybody that you bring on when you're actually on board with us, anyone you bring on who's going to be doing that, you would just let us know, and we immediately send you out a set of credentials for them so that everybody has their own credentials, and you can keep everything, you know, in order and separate and security reasons and tracking and all that.
Okay. And is there, like, a price that we would pay, like, per user, or is it just based on how frequently the service is used?
No, it's the, I don't know if you remember or if you've taken a look at it, but I had showed you guys the price sheet. It's done on prepaid credit packages.
Okay.
So you buy the credits up front, and normally what our lenders do is look at what they're going to use in a 6 to 12 month period.
Okay.
And that package, the larger the package, the lower the price of the credit.
Understood.
And each request that you do when you get back the bank statement and it's a completed request will charge you 1 credit.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter how many users you have. The only thing you're paying for is the actual price of the prepaid credit package. You could have 100 users and it would still be, you're never charged anymore.
Okay. And the pricing sheet is the one that says Decision Logic 365 price sheet then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so
it refreshes on there too. Really important when you're doing the trial, when you're using those credits, is the best practices sheet, because the most important thing when you're doing this manually, sending out the request, is to make sure that the potential borrower knows you're sending the request. You've let them know you're sending the request, which is just part of the application process. By them entering their banking credentials, their online banking credentials on the request, it allows you to process the loan and to get a read-only bank statement report so that you can process their loan faster, and that it's just part of the application process. Because when it's presented that way, they just follow through with it. They're thrilled. It takes them like 2 minutes to do it. They're done, and their loan is getting processed. So all of the things, the best practices sheet that I sent you out, I always say just look over that first before you start doing the trial, and then it just comes with ease, you know, how you're going to present it to them.
Okay, great. So what I can do to start then is just to log in and just take a look around the system, and then I guess follow best practices as we're sending this out to customers.
Yeah, and then so when you go on the Decision Logic site, you're actually going to just, what you're going to be really paying attention to is the create request, which you click on create request, and that brings up that page where you're going to enter the optional information for the client as far as their name. You don't have to worry about routing an account number. You can search for the bank. If you don't search for the bank, it'll prompt them to do it along with their credentials. So that is optional information in that number three part of create request. And then you simply click create request at the bottom and then choose whether you're going to send it to them on text or email.
Okay.
And, you know, you've let them know that you're going to send them a request. You can ask them, is it better to you, for you to receive it on text or email? Then you send it out to them. Once they put in their credentials, then that request, completed request, will be back in your in the list of requests. So if you look at the home page next to create request, it says request, and that's
okay.
Where you would click on to actually look at the bank statement.
Okay. Gotcha.
And if you want me to, I don't know if I sent it to you before, but I can actually send you a link that you can just highlight and put up and bring up. It'll actually bring up a video of walking through sending the request in case you – oh, wait, I did send it to you. I sent you the link to for the video that gives you that goes through exactly what I just told you as well. Do you want me to just send that to your email? Because I think I sent it to everybody.
Okay.
And if you want it, I can send it to you. So just if you want to refer to it, you can.
Yeah, that would be great. I don't actually have that email saved in my records, so I'm sorry if you sent it before.
Oh, no. That's what I'm here for. That's why I want to make sure that you have everything. So let me just do this. I am actually video of request, and I'm actually sending this to you right now. You can just highlight it and put it in, you know, in your bar up top, and it'll come up. It'll come up with a video that actually does the step-by-step of the request page if you want to look at that even before you do it. That I always like people to have that handy because it's really easy, and after you do it a couple times, it's just like second nature. But it's when you're first doing it, you know, it can be anything can be a little like, where, okay, what am I doing next? Am I doing it right? So I always, even though I do the training, I like to have that video on hand for you to look at in case you're like, okay, what was the next step? I mean, I'm here too, but it's just nice to have that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll take a look.
I just sent you the link.
Okay.
And, you know, while you're doing it, if you're in the middle of doing a request and you need some help, just call me.
Okay. Awesome.
It's easy for us because we're like both in the same time zone. We're like right near each other.
Definitely. Okay. I'm going to take a look at this video just because I don't think I have previewed it before. And, you know, if I do have any questions, I'll be sure to reach out.
Yeah, just call me. I'm here. I'm happy to help you. So even if you're in the middle of a request or whatever and want to call me, just call me. And if you call in and they say I'm on the phone, then ask for Jasmine or Stephanie. Because they're our support, and they'll jump right on and help you if I happen to be in a call.
Okay, sounds great.
Jasmine
or Stephanie?
Jasmine or Stephanie, mm-hmm.
Okay, Thank you, Amy, for your time. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the video and then see if we can start initiating some of these practices with our customers. Thank you.
Cool. Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, give me a call. I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you, too. Have a good one.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.